This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You may or may not have heard a rumor that the world's supply of cork is dwindling. Cork, which is made from the bark of the cork oak tree, or Quercus suber, is used in a variety of products, the most common being wine stoppers. So is there any truth behind the idea that we're running out of cork? Not at all. There's actually an abundance of this totally sustainable, eco-friendly material. In fact, if you've ever traveled to the rural areas of southern Portugal, where most of the world's cork oak trees are grown, you've seen firsthand that the supposed shortage of the cork supply is a myth. Insiders in the cork industry, which employs an estimated 30,000 workers in varied jobs, confirm that there are plenty of cork oak trees to be found in the sustainable and environmentally harvested cork forests of Portugal. Regular planting ensures a continuous and steady supply, but the process requires some patience. Newly planted cork oak trees need, on average, more than 25 years of growth before their bark can first be harvested. Farmers must then wait another 9 or 10 years until the trees fully recover and are ready to have their outer bark layer harvested again. This approach yields a high-quality raw material while enabling the trees to live about 300 years. The takeaway? There are said to be enough cork trees today in the sustainable cork forests of Portugal to last more than 100 years. Translation, there's enough harvestable cork right this very moment to seal all of the wine bottles produced in the world for the coming century. So what led to the rumor that the world is running out? In 1923, the Portuguese government began to protect the cork tree by law from improper or out-of-season harvest because officials were worried that developers would clear out the cork forests to build. To stop this from happening, the government declared the cork oak tree endangered at that time. But more recently, something that might have fueled the rumble about a cork shortage or that cork is endangered and at risk of extinction is that many companies in the wine industry began switching from traditional cork stoppers to plastic corks and screw caps. The reason? A cork is much more expensive compared with the alternatives because it can be harvested only once a year by skilled farmers. Plus, using plastic or screw cap alternatives to cork pretty much removes the danger of losing wine due to cork rot. That's when natural cork starts falling apart and lets air into the wine bottle, which can ruin the wine. And that's really one of the two things you're supposed to be looking for when a server pours you the first taste of a bottle. First, is it the bottle you ordered? Second, is it vinegar instead of wine? The changeover to cork alternatives started happening in force in the 1990s. But wineries had to convince people, and wine drinkers in particular, that it would be more beneficial to use the plastic corks or screw caps to seal wine bottles rather than cork stoppers. It's possible that some wineries began insinuating that cork is endangered so that more people might be willing to choose wines sealed with screw caps. The truth is, the cork tree is not endangered. And because some vintners prefer screw caps for various reasons, that's actually led to a decrease in demand for cork wine stoppers. So there's actually an abundance of cork and cork oak trees. And here's the cool part. That abundance has opened up a world of opportunity for the impermeable, lightweight, and moisture-resistant material. Today, cork handbags and wallets are becoming popular leather alternatives. And cork is also used in flooring, shoes, and other vegan accessories. Today's episode was written by Wendy Bowman and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other plentiful topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.